Samsung tries again with a new phone. What the heck did Starbucks put in their drink to make it do that? And Riot Fest, Woo! The lineup is announced. This is a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jillian McGee.
All right, Jillian, Samsung is taking a mulligan, doing a redo, some of the press and reset, whatever. They're coming out with their new Galaxy S8 phone this Friday. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, one of the features is that it won't catch fire.
This is new for Samsung.
This is something new. Although I haven't read that anywhere. I'm just assuming that, that this will be one of the new features.
Yeah.
But anyway, the reviews are out. For the most part, they're pretty good. Here's a few of the features as tested by USA Today. It's boasting this facial recognition thing, right? You're supposed to be able to look at the phone and it's going to fire up for you, right?
But I don't like that.
Freaks me out even more than the fingerprint thing does. But apparently it's super clunky. They're not a fan of it. And you actually have to, so you can't just set up, you have to register your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't want Samsung to have my face.
I know, they've got everything else. Why not your face?
I mean, they can have,
I know, it seems like. I don't need that anymore. I don't need
I'll punch in a code.
Exactly, right?
Oh my goodness.
I don't even use
the fingerprint. Are we that lazy? We have to just look at things and have it recognize right. us? Our machines need to recognize us?
It's the next step, Jillian. Pretty soon, machines are going to be using machines.
Oh my God.
It does also have the fingerprint sensor, but it's weirdly placed on the back by the camera. USA Today called it a boo-boo in that, like, it almost seems like they... Oh shit! We forgot the we forgot the fingerprint thing. We better put it
shove
here.
That in.
You know?
Yeah.
So there we go. Bixby, which is I guess their version of Siri, Samsung's Siri.
Bixby. Okay.
All I can think of is Bill Bixby. He played the Incredible Hulk and. Yeah, a bunch of other stuff. Bixby, not ready yet. He's going to be hanging back in the background. Not even the voice. They don't even know how it's going to sound yet.
Okay.
But apparently coming later this year. You've got the Google Assistant to help you out until then.
Okay, Google.
There you go. But the big deal is the screen, and it does look really awesome. It's like LG kind of started it, but now this one kind of wraps around, and it's like thicker at one end and smaller at the other. And
weird. Okay.
In thickness. And it looks amazing. Apparently, the screen itself is super high resolution and actually looks pretty great as well.
Huh.
So those are the main things that you're going to see on the new Galaxy S8. Also, it's water resistant, has an excellent camera, and it does the whole wireless charging thing, which is pretty cool.
Wireless charging, oh my goodness.
I know, right? Doesn't seem to make sense. How can it do that?
I don't get it,
but you got to put it on, I guess you got to put it on some sort of pad. So.
Yeah.
You're still tethered to something.
To something, yeah. It's not just charging itself. Alrighty, well, let's talk about this new annoying drink from Starbucks. It's getting tons.
I love that, a new annoying drink from Starbucks.
It's getting tons of hype from suburban white girls everywhere.
Yeah.
So, introducing the Unicorn Frappuccino. It's bright pink with a blue, like. Bright pink and blue, kind of cotton candy colored looking. To me, it looks super gross. Like, it's pretty.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want to put that in my body.
It's like
kind
a
of
pretty
thing.
Like a My Pony, one of those.
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony way, yeah.
Also, is it unicorn flavored? What is happening?
Right, no,
what
right.
are you trying to say? It's not unicorn flavored, news flash.
Well, that's good. That's good. Because I've never been a fan of unicorn.
They apparently put this pink powder into the drink, which is flavored with mango. It's a mango syrup.
Okay.
And then a sour blue drizzle. So I'm guessing like a blue raspberry.
So really just a bunch of chemical food additives.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yes. But it is taking social media by storm. There's tons of Instagram and Snapchat pictures and videos all over the place. And, you know, this is like... a prime marketing move, because you're going to sell a hell of a lot more unicorn frappuccinos than mango frappuccinos.
Totally right.
Right?
So, mango's on the way down. It's even worse than pomegranate right now, you know?
Oh, no. Really? I love mango.
No.
But it's just unicorn. It's, you know.
And, like, the gist of it is, like, you mix it and it changes color and
kinda,
stuff, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. Yuck.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey.
Go try that out. It's going to be overpriced wherever you buy it.
Yeah, like, yeah. So is it just like an ice cream?
I would try it. I mean, it's like blended ice. It's like a,
a blended. Okay. All
right. So it's like it's kind of like a smoothie, but not like a mango smoothie, but not. It's just like syrup and ice and.
Gotcha.
You know.
All right. Yeah. Sounds delicious.
Bunch of colorful goop.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to something that we're both of us are way more interested in here.
Yes.
This year's Riot Fest, the full lineup has been announced. Or actually, the first wave has been announced.
There's more to come.
We've got some headliners: Friday, Nine Inch Nails; Saturday, Queens of the Stone Age; and Sunday, a band that you're super excited about.
Yeah, Jawbreaker. Jawbreaker hasn't played since 1996.
Really?
Yes.
How do I not know who they are?
Because they are like one of those bands that had a huge resurgence and were hugely influential for like a pocket of punk. And then after they were active, have become much bigger than they were when they were ever around. They toured with Nirvana.
Really?
Like they opened for Nirvana kind of at the height of their stuff. And they're kind of that vein, but it's like that grungy emo punk, like very like.
So they're like this year's Misfits, the big win, the big reunion type of thing.
The Misfits are a bigger band than Jawbreaker everywhere, but I think the fact that they got Jawbreaker to do it is bigger than them getting the Misfits. Wow. Like, this is in the punk scene, and like it's like unheard of, and they've... I can't imagine the millions upon millions of dollars that they're getting paid for this single performance.
And that's it. This is like one show for them.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they haven't played in like almost over 20 years. Yeah. Like 20, right? 20, it'll be 21 years about.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a long time. Other bands that I'm really excited for, we've got the Lawrence Arms, which my band opened for like a year and a half ago, which was like the coolest thing ever. Who else? The Menzingers, which are like my favorite band currently. Bayside, Streetlight Manifesto, which is a fun like punk ska band. I don't know who else are you. You've got a few on here.
New Order. I just haven't seen them before, so I think that would be kind of cool to take them in. I love me some Gogol Bordello.
They're ridiculous.
They are ridiculous.
They're so much fun.
I love them. Yeah. Dirty Heads, kind of fun pop reggae stuff. TV on the Radio always sounds good. And, you know, Newfound Glory, I've seen them a bunch of times. I've seen a bad show.
A ton of fun. Yeah. And then also MIA and Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
Riot Fest has been doing a little more hip hop in recent years. And those are two definite, like, huge gets for them.
You also can't go wrong with the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones, you know?
On there? I didn't even see that. Yeah, they're fun. They're fun stuff too.
Gwar on the opposite end of everything. Mm-hmm. And the Buzzcocks.
Flatliners, Mystery Band, big for me.
So, yeah, there we go. The Riot Fest lineup, first wave announced today.
Uh-huh.
And, pretty cool. Only one show this year, only happening in Chicago.
Yeah, just the one festival. So. But, yeah.
All right.
It should be good.
And you did not get tickets.
This is the first year since like they moved it outside that my mom and I always get like the Christmas time like holiday special because they're way cheaper than
totally.
Like once the lineup is announced. And this year I was like, I don't know. I know a couple people who work at Riot Fest. I was like, and maybe I'll like have a like beer gig, like I think I know enough people to like either weasel my way in or like work or something, and then I'll be able to go for free. But now I'm like,
can't believe I didn't get tickets.
I just want to get tickets, and then if I can still make that happen, then I'll just sell them. But I'm like really kicking myself.
Well, good luck. I did not get tickets either, and I didn't get them last year just because I thought it was a little blah last year, now I'm kind of like, this is a pretty good lineup.
Yeah,
so.
For me, this is like probably the best they've had in a couple of years.
All right, well, keep an eye out. Riot Fest tickets, they're going to be putting them,
at noon, I want to say today, so.
Are they up at noon? Okay, tickets on sale at noon Central Time, so by your computers.
Yeah.
All right, and while you're at it, you should go and subscribe to The Morning Feed.
Yeah.
You can do that on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Also, check us out on Facebook, The Morning Feed with Rob and Jillian, and on Twitter, at The Morning Feed. And this has been a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jillian McGee.